Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So just simmer down now.
I wasn't even getting excited.
Simmer down now.
What are you talking about? This is ridiculous.
Simmer.
Add it up. Simmer plus down plus now equals simmer down now. Now simmer down now.
That's Scott's message to Canucks fans who are wobbling a little bit perhaps on the bandwagon this morning. You know, Scott is relentlessly positive and sometimes we need to hear that. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Yes, I agree. Everybody simmer, okay? Just simmer, chill out. It's one game.
Look, be fair. People just got a little nervous yesterday because of hearing about Thatcher Demko's injury. And then the result was not what we had anticipated or, you know, a little nervousness is understandable. Not that we don't believe. Of course we believe.
Yes. And if you look around the NHL, many of the series that are happening are tied at one game apiece after two games. That's what happens when you play in the big leagues. You're playing against very competitive teams and nobody, as you said with John earlier, Simi, nobody thought this was going to be easy. No one was calling a four game sweep. I mean, maybe some people who are even more positive than I am might have been calling for a four game sweep. But yes, I think that this is totally fine. I have been saying Canucks in six. So, you know, there has to be a game lost at home somewhere along the line or in seven. And this is fine. This is no big deal. It adds adversity. And I do agree with you. There probably is a bit of jitters about the Thatcher Demko situation. You could tell that Casey DeSmith, it was his second ever playoff game.
Yeah, he just needs to settle down. That's
yes, all. Yes, obviously some nerves there, but I think he made some great saves, and I think it's totally okay. And this is very typical of Vancouver to have, you know, so high, so much elation after the first game, and then something like this just takes the wind right out of our sails, and I just, no.
Which is probably a good thing. We need to temper expectations, right?
Okay,
we need
yes.
to be realistic and just... It'll be fine. I did see there were some great Nashville Predators fans there last night, too. I commend that. It's always good to see. And now we go back to Nashville for a couple of games. No big deal.
No big deal at all. I am a little bit worried. I don't know if you have watched any of the Nashville feeds or any feeds in the Nashville games. And I do like this. I like the way that Nashville, the team and their city does hockey. The fans there are real fans, but they have this chant. I don't know if you've seen this.
If
Nashville scores or if somebody on the Canucks makes a mistake, like when the team scores, the crowd starts chanting, "It's all your fault. It's all your fault."
That's so harsh.
I know. And it's like a really well-known thing in Nashville that they all do, which I think is great. I love when teams come up with things like that. But, you know, as we talk about Casey DeSmith and nerves and, you
know. That's a good way to get into the head of the opposing team.
Yes.
I'm impressed by that, actually.
It's fun, right? It's like fun and funny. And I wish that our team did it. I wish that was something that we had come up with.
Do you ever go to teams, like other games and other arenas just to see, like if you're on vacation somewhere to see what it's like?
I always, if I'm going somewhere, I will look to see if there's a game there that I can go to, but it's never happened. It's just never lined up for me.
So I do this. I love doing this, going to different kind of sports venues and checking things out when I travel. So I have been in Las Vegas and gone to a Golden Knights San Jose Sharks game in Las Vegas. I wanted to get a sense of the atmosphere. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Especially it's great when you really don't have a stake in caring who wins, right?
Sure, yeah, that's
very
a great
enjoyable.
Point. That's a great point. And, you know, Nashville, it's people, I never would have thought this, right, that it would be a hockey city, but it really has.
They've done well.
And, yeah, that's a cool thing. Also, it's interesting, the next game is not until Friday, which I appreciate the day off in between. So I saw this sort of mentioned anecdotally that if you take all of the Eastern series, the series that are happening on the East Coast, and add up all of the travel for all of the matches, it's not even equal to one trip back and forth for the Canucks between here and Nashville. You know, and that does make it harder, right? Time changes, and the West Coast is harder. But who cares? We're tougher than that. We're tougher than the East Coast.
A little adversity.
Not a big deal. Yes. Losing is what makes the winning that much sweeter.
Wow. You could just write bumper stickers, couldn't you?
Yeah. I think that I should be put in charge of morale for the city.
I think you should. Absolutely. So, Scott, you're going to be our reality check then as the playoffs continue?
Yeah.
Everybody calm down?
Yes.
Should we send you to Toronto? They probably needed a bit of that after the first game there, too. Although they bounced back last game.
Exactly. They bounced. And we all know Toronto's going to lose that series, right?
Wow.
Okay. I hate the Toronto Maple Leafs with a passion.
He is a very passionate Vancouver Canucks fan. So
Yeah. So, no, it's going to be fine. And, you know, if you look at last night's game, the Canucks were constantly putting pressure on, you know?
I was watching it.
They felt like
they
were buzzing.
Totally,
right? We all saw that. Sometimes you don't get the bounces. That's part of the game. It's all good, everybody.
Okay.
Deep
breaths. Scott said it, so it must be all right. I love the atmosphere. Let's keep it going. Scott, thank you for that.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Scott's going to keep
cheering.
Go Canucks, go. Go Canucks, go. Right. So next game in a couple of days. Canucks fans are fine. Everything is going to be just fine. Right? Better way in. Send me at cknw.com.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.